It's a $5 donation at the door plus $2. You got to bring $2 for parking or else you'll get a parking ticket. Nobody likes that. So come on up to Cinna 16 tonight. And it's at Appreciation Hall. And we'll get back to the Cindy Walker special right here on KFJC.
Yeah, I was brought up in the business was I had to please the artist.
Right.
With a song.
Right.
And I'll tell you this right now. I've had as many turned down as I have accepted.
Right.
Somebody said to me the other day, said, I believe Ernest Tubb has done more of your songs than anybody else's. I said, yeah. And I said, I believe he's turned down more than he has anybody else's. But Ernest did about 12 of my songs.
Wasn't there one song that he said he didn't like the line or
China Doll. He wanted me to write him something off out of left field. He said he's tired of the same old thing and said, can you write me something different? And so I wrote China Doll. I thought that was different enough.
Yeah.
So, and in the line, I think I told you this, didn't I?
No, I read it in the article.
Oh, did you? Well, I had the line in there, tiny pale hands. Says sometimes I go down to old Chinatown and just hang around.
Yeah.
Just wander around where the amber lights gleam and the blue shadows fall, just dreaming old dreams of my China doll.
Yeah.
A silk Chinese coat, a little blue fan, coral pink lips and tiny pale hands. Oh, my China doll, my lonely tears fall. I'll never forget you, never forget you, my China doll. But he didn't like the line, tiny pale hands.
Huh.
He wanted to say little brown hands. I said, no, you can't say that because Chinese people have pale skin. They don't have brown skin.
Yeah.
He said, well, unless you change it, I'm not going to do it. And I said, well, I ain't going to change it.
Wow.
And he never would do it either.
I'll be.
So I took it to New York, to the Ames Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of quirky. Why would he refuse to do it because of that? Being headstrong?
Why would he refuse to do tiny pale hands?
Yeah.
He just didn't like it. That's the way he was.
Okay.
And if I didn't want to change it, I never would change it. I was just as hard-headed as they were.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah, well, that's the way I am.
That's your baby.
Yeah, and that's the way I am anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go down to old Chinatown and just walk around, just wander around where amber lights gleam. Shadows fall, just dreaming old dreams of my China doll. A silk Chinese coat,
silk Chinese coat,
a little blue fan, and just hang around
some other guy. I've whined you and dined you, tell my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was mine, but now you mistreat me cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mommy, you can start moving on. Shovel out the sweet talk when the pay dirt was paid. Now all you shovel out is just a dirty dig. Well, stop digging, honey, cause you're wasting your time. This old gravy train is at the end of the line. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've whined you and dined you, tell my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side, but this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grubstake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've whined you and dined you, tell my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
Oh, my pretty one, oh, my dearest one, soon you will be in a dress of white, in the candlelight, standing with me, while I promise to
one you had put me there. As for that old book of time, boy, you never skipped a page. So don't be ashamed of your age, brother. Don't be ashamed of your age. Now listen, Mr. Smith, Mr. Brown, don't let the years get you down. 'Cause life ain't begun until you're 40, son. And that's when you really start to go to town. Don't wish that you you've lost more girls than they've ever had. And what's more, you've graduated from that old sucker stage. So don't be ashamed of your age, brother. Don't be ashamed of your age.
Thank you, Webb. It was a real pleasure having you with us, buddy. Well, sir, I'd like to do a brand new one right now myself, Troubadours, if you'll help me out. Here's one written by Miss Cindy Walker, and I like it, and I hope that you'll like it. One called I Want You to Know. To know I love you just as I did from the start. I want you to know that I've missed you every moment since we've been apart. Time has made a million changes, darling, since we said goodbye. But I want you to know that I love you, and I'll love you till the day I die. To know I love you, though we have drifted apart. I want you to know that I love you, though someone took my place in your heart. I don't guess you'll ever need me. If you do, I'm standing. the day I die.
I met her in the Texas honky-tonk, singing with a little country band. She came on strong with the country songs, and I knew I had to be her man. She had a smile like a happy child, and her eyes were bright as Texas stars. And I found my blue heaven down at the little blue bonnet bar. I found my blue heaven at the little blue bonnet bar. Found my blue-eyed angel and the love that I've been searching for. It's kind of sad, but I'm mighty glad country music lost a future star. When I found my blue heaven down at the little blue bonnet bar. She played the fiddle and the mandolin, and you should have heard the people yell when she put on a long brown wig and impersonated Crystal Gayle. She sure was cute in the rhinestone suit, singing and a-picking her guitar. Yeah, Hollywood lost something good at the little blue bonnet bar. I found my blue heaven at the little blue bonnet bar. I found my blue-eyed angel and the love that I've been searching for. Kind of sad, but I'm mighty glad country music lost a future star. When I found my blue heaven down at the little blue bonnet bar. Yeah, I found my blue heaven down at the little blue bonnet bar.
So if you don't go to honky-tonks and stuff like that, how'd you write songs about drinking? Like red, warm red wine or
Well, I got the warm red wine out of the Bible.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Look not upon the wine when it is red.
Hmm.
That gave me that. And then Bubbles in My Beer. I told you Tommy Duncan gave me the title for Bubbles in My Beer.
And what about It's the Bottle Talking?
I don't know. I've heard people say that people that tell people things that they didn't mean it. It was the bottle talking, that they had a little too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Simple.
Well, yeah.
It's a bottle talking when you say you're mine. It's a bottle talking that makes the love light shine. But your heart is empty as the bubbles in the wine. I remember, darling, why I set you free. How I cried and begged you to let the bottle be. But you loved your bottle better than you love me. You say you love me more than anything that you need and want me to come back again. But it's a bottle talking when you say you're mine. It's a bottle talking that makes a teardrop shine. But your heart is empty as the bubbles in the wine. you need and want me to come back again. But it's a bottle talking. You were never mine. It's a bottle talking that makes the teardrops shine. But your heart is empty as the bubbles in the wine.
Broadcasting from Foothill College. You're listening to the Cindy Walker Special, Who Wrote That Song, on KFJC.
What did I do with that thingamajig? I gotta find that thingamajig. I gotta have it to fix my rig. Ain't no bigger than a bug is big. What did I do with that thingamajig?
Is it square?
No, it isn't square.
Does it flare?
No, it doesn't flare.
It ain't square, it don't flare. It ain't shaped like a pear. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it round?
No, it isn't round.
Is it brown?
No, it isn't brown.
It ain't round, it ain't round. It don't make any sound. It's just a little old thingamajig.
It's just a doodad with a thingamabob. A doomabidget that you twist like a knob. But whatchamacallit, passing down with a spree. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it flat?
No, it isn't flat.
Like a mat?
No, not like no mat.
It ain't flat like a mat. It's no bigger than that. It's just a little old thingamajig.
I gotta have it to fix my rig. Tain't no bigger than a bug is big. What did I do with that thingamajig?
Is it brass?
No, it isn't brass.
Is it glass?
No, it isn't glass.
It ain't brass, it ain't glass, but alack and alas, I've got to find that thingamajig.
Is it stone?
No, it isn't stone.
Like a home?
No, not like no home.
It ain't stone like a home. It ain't button or bone. It's just a little old thingamajig.
It's just a doodad with a thingamabob. A doomabidget that you twist like a knob. But whatchamacallit, passing down with a spree. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it ten?
No, it isn't ten.
Do it spin?
No, it doesn't spin.
It ain't ten, it don't spin. But if you are my friend, please help me find that thingamajig.
On KFJC, that was Johnny Lee Wills doing a Cindy Walker song, Thingamajig. Curly Lewis singing that one.
Yeah, great fiddler, and boy, that's just a great song, too.
Leon Huff, wasn't it, that was his original main singer with Johnny Lee Wills' band, but he passed away a couple years after. Didn't he get in a car wreck?
I don't know.
That's what I believe happened, and Curly Lewis did a lot of the singing after that. Bob Wills with It's the Bottle Talkin'.
Another great song. That's one of the later recordings. You know, a lot of people think of Bob Wills. They think of the early Columbia and the Tiffany's and the MGMs. But, you know, long after that, he still continued to make great records on Decca and Cap and the like. And that's one of them right there.
A demo of Leon Rausch singing a demo, a brand new song by Cindy Walker, Little Blue Bonnet Bar. Cindy Walker wanted me to make sure that people know that they're demos and that's they're rough, they're raw, and it's just meant to as an example of what they record and then send to an artist that they want to do the song.
That's the best way to showcase a song. Say, well, here's the song. Looking at a sheet of music or something ain't always the best. You want somebody to actually put it down. And
if you got Leon Rausch doing it,
that's pretty good.
You're right. Ernest Tubbs with I Want to.
Original E.T.
Right, the original E.T. I just wanted you to know I love you. Cindy Walker and her mother with an actual demo of Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age.
And you can hear what a great piano player she was, too, on that, too. She just definitely knew her way around the 88s.
George Morgan with Our Wedding Song.
Yeah, again, one of the great pop crooner-style country singers in the day when Ray Price was the crooner at... Columbia, Eddie Arnold at RCA. George Morgan was probably the similar kind of guy at Columbia Records. Just a wonderful, smooth voice and delivery. And again, Lori Morgan's father. And a lot of people don't realize that's how she started off as a little girl. She actually come on stage and did some songs with her dad on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, so she had a early education.
Well, all right.
And before that, a great, great song. I mean, everybody, you know, you think Cyndi Walker, a lot of people think country music that really know of Cyndi Walker and her connection with Bob Wills, but she could write blues, pop, and in this case, she could write rock. So Let's Rock was a song. And, you know, a great songwriter singing that too, Lee Ross. He wrote such great hits as My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You for Ray Price. And I've got to see him several times, and I just thought he's just a wonderful singer besides a songwriter. And that's real nice. He does a nice rockin' version of that Bob Wills track there, So Let's Rock.
And, of course, Bob Wills always claimed that he was one of the fathers of rock and roll, which he was.
Definitely. Him, Louis Jordan, all those guys were, you know, the roots of rock and roll.
I have to say one thing. We played the Ames Brothers doing China Doll, and one of our turntables decided not to be cooperative.
Yeah, we only got one side going there, huh?
So, but that is Cyndi Walker's all-time favorite song. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play that before. We'll play it the last. We'll make it the last song.
And make sure it comes out of both ends of your headphones.
Right. And so that's it. We're doing the Cyndi Walker special until 7 o'clock. We've got about an hour and a half left to go. Gogie Grant, she had a hit with The Wayward Wind.
Uh-huh.
And they called Cyndi Walker and asked her to write the sequel, the follow-up. And here it is right now on KFGC. You've seen the Cyndi Walker special?
Called The Sea.
Sugar cane time,
I'll tell you.
Long around about June,
yes,
I'll be walking with sugar 'neath the old sugar moon. gonna drop her a line.
Online at
you. Expect me soon.
Yes.
Say I'm craving some sugar. Need the old sugar moon. I can see her right now. She get the calendar down. Scratch a circle around. The date we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time. Long around about June. Wedding bells will be chiming. Need the old sugar moon.
Kelso.
Sugar moon shines long around about June. I'll be walking with sugar neath the old sugar moon. All the kisses I've missed, I'll be getting them soon. Sugar kisses from sugar neath the old sugar moon. I'm a dreaming sweet dreams of all the loving I'll get. I get back to my pet. Lordy, how I'll fret till it's sugar cane time. Around about you.
I know what you mean.
I'll be walking with sugar.
I'm sugar.
Need the sugar moon.
Fine. Honey, she done left me. I ain't got a dime. Keep hubbing it, son. Fit your wagon low. Keep right on hubbing it down that lonesome road.
Professor.
Johnny Gimble. World been treating you, made your fortune yet.
The world ain't been treating me, I paid for what I get. Keep
hubbing it, son, hit your wagon low. Keep right on hubbing it, down that lonesome road.
Herbie. And that's where I come in.
Keep hubbing it, son. Hit your wagon low. Keep right on hubbing it down that lonesome road.
I'll be hubbing it till Gabriel blows his horn.
Keep hubbing it, son. Hit your wagon low. Keep right on hubbing it down that lonesome road. Down that lonesome road.
What, were you and Mr. Ray living in Hollywood at that time?
Yes,
you met Cindy?
We went to Hollywood in 1949, and that was the time when Cindy lost her father. And so she and her mother were alone, and Wade and I were out there with none of our family, and so we just sort of adopted one another. And we have been family ever since, loved them both dearly.
All right. In those days, there was a lot of Western, I guess, what would you call it? Country Western swing,
right,
stuff happening in Hollywood.
Tex Williams was at the Riverside Rancho, and Wade was at Cowtown, and Spade Cooley was at
Compton.
Santa Monica Pier, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's been many, many years. But And everybody came out there when they had a new record or a hit record, and somebody would give them a party, and everybody, it just seemed like it was just a big family of entertainers. Everybody was there to help everybody else.
Right.
It was just wonderful.
On the song, Wade Ray's song, It's All Your Fault.
Uh-huh.
The Cyndi Walker song that he does.
Right.
He's got Noel Boggs playing steel guitar.
Right. Uh-huh.
Was Noel Boggs in his band mostly, or?
He was for a while when Wade had the loss, when he had the Nevada circuit. And then Noel was on, played at Cowtown with Wade a lot, and was on a lot of his records.
So Cyndi spent a lot of time over your house.
Right, and us at her house. And every year she'd have a big Christmas party, and everybody that was in any part of the Western business or other business was there at her party. And it was a thing that everybody in Hollywood looked forward to every year.
Where'd she have the party at?
At her house.
Uh-huh. She told me about something about the red shoes that you left over her house.
Oh, that's a funny story. That is true. She gave away my shoes. When I went over to her house to get them, why, she said, she didn't say anything for a little while, and finally she said, oh, she always called me Graceful. She always said, oh, Graceful, I'm sorry, but I gave them away. There was a little lady there that she knew very well that was on hard times at that time. We all went through them.
Right.
And she needed a new pair of shoes, and so she gave her my shoes.
That's
we laugh about that to this day.
Did you get mad at her?
Oh, no, not a bit.
Would you leave?
If Cyndi did it, it was okay.
If you, what'd you leave your shoes over there for anyways?
Well, she and I went to town to go shopping, and I bought a new pair.
Uh-huh.
And I was meeting Wade somewhere, and so I told Cyndi, well, I'll just go ahead and wear my new shoes and leave these here and pick them up another time. And they were really good, but wasn't the color I wanted. And so I left my older shoes at her house and wore the new ones.
Oh, I see.
So that's how come they were there.
Ah.
And one time I got real sick with the flu, and she came over to take care of me. And I had a statue of the Blessed Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I had broken it, and I glued it together.
Uh-huh.
And she always was under the impression, a superstition, that if you had a cracked statue of any kind in your house, it meant bad luck.
Really?
And she threw that out. And so I kept thinking, where did I put that? And I looked, and I looked, and I couldn't find it. And finally she told me that what she had done. She said, you were so sick, and I was so afraid that something was going to happen, and I threw it out. But she bought me another one. So things like that just brought us all so close together.
Yeah. When did she buy you another one?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, about 2 or 3 weeks later.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She told me it took her 25 years to find you one.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. I didn't want to make it sound like she didn't want to buy me one. No, it was a good while, but she finally got it to me.
Yeah. Would you like to make your own sort of statement about Cyndi or and her songs or what they meant to Mr. Ray? Or?
Well, every song she did, Wade loved. He would have, every song he did, he would have done Cyndi's if he could have, because he loved them that much. And I did too. And well, it was just always a pleasure to be around her. We went fishing together. We camped out together. We went to San Francisco and lived on Knob Hill for a week, and just all kind of things.
What'd you guys do that for?
Well, Wade and Cyndi worked in San Francisco, in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And so we rented a two-bedroom apartment on Knob Hill. We was going to really live it up, and that's what we did. And it was so much fun. And then we'd go to Big Bear and just camp out, just rough it.
So you guys, long-lasting relationship with Cyndi Walker.
We sure have. And still, we talk 2 or 3 times a week yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
She lost her mother, and Mom Walker was a mom to all of us.
She was.
Everybody in the business called her mom, and Everybody, I have never heard anyone say that they did not like her or Cindy. But Mom Walker was truly our mom.
That's what Cindy said, that she was the celebrity in the family.
Well, when she sat down at that piano, boy, I tell you, you listened.
Really?
She was really great.
Yeah.
Right. We had a little poodle at that time called Choo Choo.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cindy, every time she wrote a song, she'd call and we'd go over and she'd sing it for us. Mom would play and she'd sing it. And Choo Choo just couldn't stand that. She would get between Cindy and Wade and just howl all the while Cindy'd be singing. And we'd get so tickled at her, I'd have to hold her and make her be quiet so we could listen to Cindy's song.
Well, maybe Cindy was barging in on her key.
Right. Maybe so.
It's all your fault if I'm not sleeping. I live on dreams instead of eating. I'm just a wreck, and it's all your fault. Yes, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself. Well, it's all your fault. When you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out that wouldn't do, 'cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. And it's all your fault when I'm a grandpa if my grandkids don't call you grandma. Well, I'll just tell them that it's all your fault. Sleeping, I live on dreams instead of eating. I'm just a wreck, and it's all your fault. Yes, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself. Well, it's all your fault. When you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out that wouldn't do, 'cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. And it's all your fault when I'm a grandpa if my grandkids don't call you grandma. Well, I'll just tell them that it's all your fault.
I think I got it fixed now. You want to hear it?
Do I have to?
Yeah, it goes like this. You were the sock that wouldn't darn and the tangled up yarn. You were the broken lock and slow hand of the clock. Still no good, huh?
Nope.
I guess you want me to play a Cindy Walker song instead.
Yep, on KFJC.
Thank you.
fast. I'll bet my tail that you hail from Texas, 'cause there's no mistake in the brand. You've got a smile like an acre of sunflower, and your eyes are the blue bonnet blue.
Just seconds away from another Cyndi Walker song on KFJC.
peace in my soul. I own the castle in the air, and everything's fine, fine, fine. Life's beautiful, my cup is full of sunshine wine. Sunshine wine. Sunshine wine,
sunshine wine,
and dandelion gold,
dandelion gold.
True love is mine,
true love is mine,
and there's peace in my soul,
peace in my soul.
I own the castle in the air, and everything's fine, fine, fine. Life's beautiful, my cup is full.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, you're listening to the Cindy Walker Special, Who Wrote That Song, on KFJC.
The story about the first music awards ever given.
The first music award where?
Ever given.
I don't know the first music award ever given.
The Silver Spur?
Oh, yes, but listen. So I decided that they should have an award for the musicians there in California. And so I asked the Auberbach, who were very well-known publishers of music, if they'd furnish the money for the food. If everybody ate like I do, well, I certainly wanted them to furnish the money for it.
Do you eat a lot?
And they said, why, yes, they would be happy to. And so I bought the flowers, and I can't remember exactly now who furnished the white tablecloths. I wanted the banquet tables to be covered with white tablecloths, you know, with the pretty flowers on them.
Yeah.
And real nice, you know. And so I had a friend that had a company that made trophies, you know, like golfers win and
bowling.
And bowling and baseball.
And bowling.
All that stuff that I like. You like sports?
Sure do. Mm-hmm.
And so we had it at the Riverside Rancho upstairs. They had a great big upstairs.
Now that was a famous ballroom.
Yes, it was. And that's where Tex Williams played and all the time. And then when people like Lefty Frizzell and
Cliffy Stone, or
huh?
Did Cliffy Stone play there?
No, he didn't. This was more for visiting people that come into town, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, they had a great big room up there. And so I arranged for the tables to be all put together and everything, and I got the beautiful trophy.
Half
and
price?
I called it the Silver Spurs Award. Of course, I might have been. I had a song called "Silver Spurs" on the Golden Stairs that Gene Autry had just recorded.
Yeah. Did that?
And maybe I was sort of giving myself a little publicity.
Uh oh.
I don't think I meant to, but that's what I called it anyway.
Yeah.
And so anyway, to make a long story short, I had worked half of the day, you know, getting everything ready, and so I rushed home to get dressed so I'd be there at 7:30. And so my mother, she had this beautiful white dress with a lace collar with rhinestones on it. Oh, I just thought it was the prettiest thing I ever saw. And she had made it for me. My mother could do it, anything. And so I had a white beaded bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I cleaned your bag, said it was a little dull looking. And I said, oh, well, that's just wonderful. Thank you. And so I rushed and I got dressed and I grabbed my bag and I got to the Riverside Rancho and I went up to the upstairs there where we were having the banquet. And I was the MC or the Miss MC.
Right.
And so I got up and I...
The Mistress of Ceremony.
Huh? Yes, Mistress of Ceremony.
That doesn't sound too good. We better change that.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like the sound of it. Maybe I'll write a song called The Mistress of Ceremony.
Oh, dear.
And so anyway, I got up and I told everybody how pleased I was that it was such a success because everybody was there. Tennessee Ernie and Merle Travis quite a few of the Texas Playboys were there. They were making a picture or playing out at the Venus Ballroom. And Spade Cooley was there and Tex Williams. Oh, just everybody. And I was delighted with the turnout. And so I asked everybody, had they made their vote? You know, we had a vote who to give the Silver Spurs award to.
So it was voted.
Huh?
So it was a vote.
Yes, it was a vote.
I thought maybe you just dictated who won.
No. We had a real voting deal on it before the banquet, you see.
Okay.
And whoever won was going to receive this lovely trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got up and thanked everybody and was such a success and everything. And so, and I said, I never dreamed that we'd have such a wonderful turnout. And I got emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So the tears were